Motivation is not going to strike, so stop waiting for it and let's get started. Sometimes just a few minutes of effort leads to the momentum you need to get the job done. This Saturday episode is meant to be your jumpstart to get the ball rolling. You can stop at 5 minutes or you can keep on going. But either way, grab your donation bag and amaze yourself at what you're going to get done in 5 minutes.
We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat. So we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
Hey girls, let's get 2024 off to a great start. I'm bringing back the program that sparked it all. Pruning to Prosper didn't start as a podcast. It started as an idea to help women clear the stuff that is preventing them from being the woman God is calling them to be. Beginning January 14th, we embark on a six-week journey of faith-based, inspired action to get your heart, home, and wallet in line with God's plan for you. And guess what? It's not at 5 a.m. Yay! Join me every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the weekly prayer, lesson, discussion, and one-to-one coaching. And Wednesday evenings from 8 to 9 p.m. for accountability, questions, motivation, and more coaching. Even better than the relevant topics is the tribe of like-minded women you will meet. I have met the greatest women through this podcast and these programs, and you will too. Click the link in the show notes to sign up. The Zoom link will be emailed 1 week ahead of time. I hope to see you there. Now let's get to today's podcast episode. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Pruning to Prosper. I'm your host, Gina Morton, and this is a Saturday morning 5-minute declutter with me. So let's begin this Saturday, as we begin every Saturday, with setting our intention. Whomever or whatever is coming to your mind right now, let's offer up this 5 minutes of work for that person, because I always feel like if we can unite our work with prayer, then it helps us get the job done because it's not for us, it's for the greater glory of God. Secondly, let's try to unite a task that we don't feel like doing with something that we enjoy. So perhaps this podcast is that enjoyment for you, and you wake up on Saturday and you say, "What's Gina going to say today?" And I pop in your earbuds, and you pop in your own earbuds, actually, and we get started. And that's your motivation. But maybe if you're going to go longer today, you want to put on an Audible book or put on some good music and get the kids involved. Lastly, when you do something that you've set out to do, you got to give yourself a little pat on the back. So what's your reward for getting this job done today? If it's going to be maybe a cup of coffee, perhaps the coffee is brewing right now as you're listening to this. Maybe you're going to let yourself sit down and read a book, guilt-free, you know, something juicy. Maybe it's you're going to just go sit outside and read the paper for the morning. But whatever it is, keep it in line with the effort that you've put forth today. As I always say to my budgeting clients, we're not going to celebrate paying off $100 of debt with a $200 trip to Walmart or something like that. Okay, so always keep it in line. Today, we are going to declutter. Again, we're kind of sticking with the sentimentals. We've been building up to the harder stuff, and sentimentals are probably the hardest things. Today, I want you to declutter the stuff you've been hanging on to from your own childhood. All right, I've got 5 minutes on the clock. Let's get started. So go grab that donation bag and or a box or whatever you think you're going to need and head to the place in your home where you've been hanging on to the stuff from your own childhood. Maybe your parents have finally stopped by with the box of things that they've had at their house for your entire adulthood. And they finally said, here you go. It's time for you to have this stuff now at your own house. And you open the box or the bin or whatever your mom and dad have dropped off to you. And you're like, why have they been saving this my entire life? That's probably going to be your reaction. But there might be a few gems in there. So let's take a look at whatever is in that box or that bin. Or maybe you've always just had stuff in your own house. Maybe you took it with you from your own childhood. All right, I'm gonna talk about the bin that my mom brought to me a few years ago. And in the bin, I did find some gems and I use them. So I think that's the first thing. It's like, look for stuff that maybe you're excited to see, but you have to use it. If you're not enjoying the things from your childhood or from your past or from your current life, then it's just clutter. So one of the things that was in my bin was a little statue of Jesus and a little girl in her first Holy Communion gown, and she was kneeling before Jesus receiving Eucharist for the first time. And that sits in my china closet right now, and I will, if you're on Instagram or Facebook, I'll make that the cover photo for today's episode so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. But what that was the cake topper for my first Holy Communion cake. And I got it just in time. I remember my parents brought it to me. I don't know. It was just, they didn't know what was in this bin, but it just so happened to be before my oldest daughter's first Holy Communion. So I was able to use it on her cake and I used it on my second daughter's cake. And now in May, we've got our last and final little one who's going to receive first Holy Communion. So it's going to be great. I've used it for all three daughters and it's probably going to live in my china closet because it just looks pretty there. And I love it and it's bringing me joy and I'll save it in case my girls want it for their children. Okay. So that's an example of something that I actually really wanted. Now, let's talk about the stuff that is really not being used. It's not being loved and you're just hanging on to it because of what? What's your reason? A lot of the times I see clothing, specifically baby clothing. And as I record this, I can almost see a dress that has been passed down to my children from what my sister-in-law's wore. And it's good because my kids wore it and it was great, but I see a lot of clothing in my clients when I declutter their homes. And it really is, it was maybe your mom's dream for you or your grandmother's dream for you, but maybe it's not your dream. And today I want to give you permission to get rid of those things if it is not bringing you joy and you're not really going to use it and you're hanging on to this random dress that you wore when you were a child. And maybe you don't even have any daughters. And so what are you going to do? You're going to hang on to it for your grandkids. Like if you have space for it and you want to keep it, go ahead. You can always keep whatever you want to keep. But again, if you're looking to declutter and free up some space in your home, then really look at each item and say, do I need this? Am I ever going to use this? Is it bringing me joy? Or is it just a great memory I have? And I can appreciate that my mom dressed me in really cute stuff when I was little, but I'm not going to save it for my own grandkids. And I'm going to bless another family by donating this today. Okay. So we are down to 37 seconds. I want you to just kind of go through anything that maybe from your childhood that is really not useful. I know there's another big thing I have in my house is my dollhouse. That was, you know, my dad made it for me. And it is something I'm going to keep and I'm going to keep it forever. But that might not be what you like. You know, if that was your dollhouse, it takes up a ton of space in my kitchen. But my kids do play with it. I love to see it. I think it's pretty. Probably as my kids get older and they move out, maybe I'll flip it around so that you don't see the inside of the dollhouse. You'll just see the outside of it. And that's it, guys. That's our timer. So just decide today what you're going to keep from your childhood. Is it going to bring you joy? Do you have room to keep it? Can you still use it like the cake topper? Can you see it in a new way? You know, perhaps it was something from childhood that you can repurpose into something that you will use and enjoy. But everything in your house should be used and loved. And if it's not one of those things, then take this opportunity to pass it on and bless another family. Have a great day. Don't forget to sign up for my next round of Pruning to Prosper. It's starting on April 18th. I would love to meet you if you want to learn how to run your home efficiently with God at the center of it all. Have a great day, guys.